What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Koch.
Myself.
How are you guys doing today?
You don't
care. Doing good.
You don't care.
We don't.
I like that strong cut. Not even a fade. I love it. Just freaking cut that music.
We got talking. Some stuff going on behind the scenes. People couldn't hear me. It's all good. Don't give Forrest a hard time here. Hey, it's review time. It's Brendan month, which is a bunch of BS, as you can see from Brendan's name. But we've got Brendan's third
and final
selection.
No, I wish. You loved last week. You loved last week. You loved the Pikesville rye.
I didn't say it. I wish it was final.
Applied this.
The third and final. No, the third and almost final selection from Brendan.
Almost final.
All right.
It can't get
which Brendan's going to tell us about.
I am.
Ben and I are going to turn down our headphones, take our earpod, whatever. And Brendan, the floor or the mic, it's all yours.
All right. You guys can't hear me and cheat like the time Ben cheated. Oh, good. I'm the only one on the screen right now. I love that so much. So what we are drinking and reviewing today is Smooth Amblers. Oh, I almost pulled up the bottle and showed it. I forgot they could see. Old Scout. So this is a blended or sourced bourbon that is made by some fine folks in West Virginia, but it's sourced from MGP in Indiana. So it's MGP juice, just barreled and blended by the fine folks at Old Scout in West Virginia. It's a straight bourbon. This is our budget category for Bread and Month. So this is about $30 to $35. $35 is probably the MSRP. You can find it at $30 if you're an ABC shopper and they mark it down every now and then. So let's see. There's no age statement on this, but it's about 5 years old. If you go to their website, it is a high rye mash bill. So 60% corn, 36% rye, and 4% malted barley. And yeah, it's one that I think is really good at the price point. We'll see if the guys like it too. That's it. I'm going to wave my hands down like this. Wave your hands in the air. Wave them like you just don't care. TJ, you're muted.
We back, baby.
We back.
No. Okay. Good to hear, TJ.
So, what are we reviewing, Brendan?
I will not tell you, but so you guys know, and I'll fill in our audience, we have done two so far for Bread in a Month. First was Four Roses Single Barrel, which was, I would say, a hit all across the board. We all really like that. I don't know if it made the big board, but pretty close to making our final month the big board before we start over. Then we did Pikesville Rye last week. TJ and I loved it. Ben, not so much, but he's a snob. This of our two remaining, we have a cask strength variation of one of the bourbons, and then we have a budget bourbon. I think you'll know pretty clearly on which one this is. These are two pretty distinct differences with price point and proof and whatnot. So yeah, let's get into it.
Okay. On the nose.
Yes.
Very classic bourbon nose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I don't think this is super. So I'm leaning budget just on the nose, just for what it's worth. And Brendan's face just kind of like maybe giving that away.
There's nothing to hide here. They're so different. Yeah, this is.
I was gonna say the cast strength could also put forth a similar type nose. It's not bad by any means. There's just nothing remarkable about it. It's caramel, vanilla,
Tons
classic,
of it.
Classic. Standard bourbon nose, some ethanol, not super, super refined. Some of that youth, I'm assuming some of that youth is still on it. But not bad by any means. A little, ethanol E for me, but not bad. Caramel ethanol esque has a nice ethanol note to it. Ben.
Yeah, I kind of, I'm with you here. I'm picking up way more, like not as much classic bourbon notes. I'm picking up a lot of like younger notes. So I get like a lot of like apple, a lot of crisp apple, definitely ethanol, definitely some corn in there. I'm missing a lot of vanilla and caramel. And I think that's just because in my head, the label says straight bourbon whiskey. And that's just because it's aged just long enough to call it that. And if you turn into our Tuesday show, you would know what that means. I'm getting a lot of the younger stuff. Like it's all crisp apples, missing caramel, missing oak, missing vanilla. So if you like a little crispy boy, then you might like this. I'll tell you what though, you check this thing in a glass.
It's a crispy boy glass.
This is a crispy boy. You shake it.
More younger stuff.
It's got some legs to it. I don't think this is like a 90 proof. This drink's definitely higher than. Yeah, Brenda's gone. This definitely drinks a little bit hotter than like a 90 proof bottle. So keep an eye on this. Brendan says there's one cask strength, one budget. This could be both, but it's probably like 105.
It's probably not cask strength, you know.
I had to dissociate myself from Crispy Boy in a glass. I thought it was
Crispy Boy.
I like it when Brendan's on the bottom.
Yeah, this is like
you ain't alone.
He was directly under her the whole time.
So that's what he said. So to real quick on the nose, because obviously I know what it is. I think that it's he really knows interesting. What it is. I don't get it. So what I think is really interesting is that the notes that Ben is getting and that TJ is getting are different from each other, and I'm getting both of those. And that's why I picked this, is something I find is complex for a, I won't say the price range, but a budget-ish price range. I am getting gobs of caramel, so that classic, and a little bit of vanilla. It's a very creamy nose, if that makes sense. But there's some zest in it, too.
It's like a caramel apple in a glass.
Crispness. Ben mentioned... crisp. Please. And I wrote down, I didn't write crisp, I wrote zest, and I wrote down I don't want to say, but there's an element of this that makes it very herbally, and I got like a green tea as well, and also some like strawberry jelly. So I got like a lot of the nose on this for something that is strawberry jelly. You think strawberry, think of creamsicle, like strawberry with vanilla.
You know what I'm thinking about? Like you just described so many things. Like
thank you.
You know, and I say caramel apple. Have you ever been? I know you've not gotten one because this is so not up your alley. But you know the like the candy house there in Germany at Epcot that has like the massive caramel apples. They're like caramel and then marshmallow and then chocolate and then sprinkles on top and then chocolate chips and everything else. That's what it feels like. Brendan's like describing with this. He's like, this has got some strawberry jam on top and some chocolate kisses.
And then
it needs some time to kind of
take some peanut butter and jelly and you smear it on top of that. And then there's some sprinkles of graham crackers on top of that.
Oh, I got graham crackers on this too.
Exactly. I did. Perfect.
On the taste. And
sprinkles. I get a note of sprinkle on the nose.
I feel like you guys aren't taking my selection seriously here, and it hurts my feelings.
It's like this was packaged next to a sprinkle factory.
Ooh, I would love to go to a sprinkle factory. That sounds great.
Brendan, I don't know. Brendan, are you a Disney guy at all? We should go. We should take Forrest with us too. We should go drink around the world.
Let's do four dudes.
Yeah, I've been to Disney.
Dudes at Disney. Hashtag dudes in Disney.
Last time I
was drunk at Disney.
Pirates of the Caribbean was closed down, and we didn't know, and that was a catastrophe.
It's not. It's the same ride. It's been the same ride for like 30 years. It's
fine. Johnny Depp Jack Sparrow
at the end now. Yeah, it's. Ooh. We're going to Epcot though, where the booze is. The booze.
Good looking man.
Shout out us. Let's go to the taste.
Crispy boys.
Crispy boy. This tastes like a crispy boy in a glass.
How do I get out of here? Okay.
Just the way your mother likes it.
This tastes like budget. Oh my God. Like bitterness. A little bitter. Yeah, this is not screaming at me.
It's very Kentucky gentleman-ish.
Yeah.
Very ethanol-y. Nice benchmark-esque.
Yeah. Benchmark foolproof? That'd be sick. If you have pulled that out, that'd be amazing. I'm still getting all the younger notes, like some fruity, some sour, definitely some corn. Like it's just getting a little more ethanol and then kind of dissolving into bitterness. Like it's not deep or dark.
It does kind of, it's got some heat on it. No?
Am I crazy with that? Definitely. I feel like I keep thinking this is a higher proof than it is, but I just think that it's either higher proof or it's not as old, you know, like it's younger.
I do think that, see the nose, I didn't get the youth to it, but on the palate, I certainly do get some of those unrefined. I wrote shiny was the first note I got. It's got this very bright kind of brittle of unrefined feel to it. So like I get like milk chocolate and I get caramel on it. I get like orchard fruits, the apples. I mean, I get notes on it, but this is an example of like what aging something longer, which typically you're paying for age in a bottle of bourbon, where aging it longer can kind of help mellow those things out some. So I think this is like the beginning of something really good. It's just a crispy boy. It's not quite there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just got a message from off screen. Forrest asked, is shiny a tasting note? Explain what you mean by shiny. We use shiny in a place where we can't think of the word. And so, yeah, I think that's a great question that Forrest asked that, because people may hear this and say, well, what the heck are they meaning by that?
So, I think it's sour.
Sour, and that, and I guess sour, so it's a similar kind of thing, what shiny, it does like in my
bright,
mouth.
Bright, sharp.
Part of tasting a whiskey is mouth feel, right? Like, so that's part of when we're talking about the tasting notes. We're not just saying what we taste. We're also saying, like, what it does in our mouth. That's what she said.
Right.
So it is... to me, like, you know, like a radar chart where it's like a hexagon, it's like that shape, and you could fill out everything, every single category to say it's like, you know, well-rounded or something. Well, this would be like, instead of it being fully well-rounded in the hexagons, like certain parts of it would be, you know, like inward and some would be full. So it's got like,
this makes no sense.
Okay.
Whatever is happening.
I described it and gave the visual.
Instead of like full and full of flavor, this is full and, or this is less full, it's shiny. It's just kind of like new, you know. The edges haven't been rounded off of it just yet. More age, more time in the barrel.
Definitely bright. Does that. Yeah.
I think it's all like pingy, bright, shiny, sharp.
I was going to try to draw a picture of it. Don't worry about it. I know what I mean in my brain.
I know what it is.
Good thing I don't have to articulate things for a living. You know what it is?
I know exactly what it is, but that's not a radar chart.
Brendan thought
radar you graph, a graph.
All right. Finish. How do you think it finishes, Ben?
Oh, it's here today, gone tomorrow, right?
No, if I agree with that.
Like it's
gone. I'm
going
to count it out.
But what I think it is, I think it's just all spice. Like it finishes all spice and bitterness.
Spice,
I think it's just higher proof because, and it's young. That's what I think it is. I think it's young and there's a weird, it's at least, I'll say 105 proof. Less than 4 years.
We're not guessing yet. We're not guessing yet.
I know.
The finish goes at least 10 seconds. I am with you guys. It is super ethanol-y and peppery. I'd say the finish is the least pleasant part of the drink. I think it goes downward where the nose is nice, especially at the price point. The taste is okay. It's probably average, above average for me. And the finish is the only part. I'm like, it's not bad. It's just there's nothing remarkable to it.
The finish is grainy, a little pepper, corn. That ethanol.
That's like pepper.
There's nothing that, and it's not even like a good pepper. Like, you know, if you have a pepper that's just come off of like a vanilla bomb, we did the Wilderness Trail rapid review the other day. I thought that was very peppery on the finish and had a really nice vanilla on the front. That was a nice, this just goes like just straight pepper and not great.
Yeah. If this is old pepper, then I'd be like, what's up? But it's not.
So, okay. Where are we at now? We're going to rate this thing and then we'll go to, let's rate it up to value. Then we'll do our guesses and then you can tell us what it is. And we'll go to value.
And I have it in the spreadsheet to where you can do the math real quick. It's a mystery bourbon B, TJ.
Oh, so you're making me work.
Yes.
Mystery bourbon B.
Boo, boo.
Do, 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 do. All right. 2 points for the nose. Ben, you're up first.
I think we're going to go...
I feel like this is gonna get crucified by Ben.
One. Yeah, this is gonna, of the three we've done, this is the worst. One.
Give me a solid 1.25 here. Just because I feel like I'm gonna be a jerk to it later.
Brendan's
nice
like,
now.
This is a 2.5.
No, I went 1.25. I thought it was an above average nose, and it was solid nose.
Oh, taste. Brendan, you're doing this? You're
doing
this?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to put in the numbers to help you out, but then you have to do the math in your big, beautiful brain.
Okay. Taste, this is a solid 2. It's average to me.
1.75.
Yes.
Feels good, man. Feels good hating on it.
You say it's a below average taste? You're dead.
1.75.
2.25 for me. I think it's slightly above average.
Homer.
Wow. Say something. Whatever.
Jeez. Finish out of two.
One out of one.
It's out of one. No one knows.
I haven't had any whiskey in 0.25, me too. I haven't had any whiskey in a very long time, and this is not even like satisfying any kind of urge that I would have.
But I'm glad I ruined your week.
I've been avoiding whiskey since the past week, and I'm like, ah, dang, this is the one I have to drink this week.
This is the first one I've had in a week as well, and I'm
since we did our last podcast, the first time we drank.
Yeah, I got really sick right after. I don't think it was from alcohol.
Just kidding. I've had whiskey a couple of times since then.
Yeah, you both did. Remember that Wendy's I told you I was really looking forward to?
I did not have some today.
What Wendy's did you? What would you get? Okay, hold on.
Oh,
I really want to hear what you got at Wendy's. I want to hear what you got at Wendy's, but I don't want to hear about it right now. But yes, I want to hear about this.
It was doorstep to, or well, I don't want, in case they want
to
sponsor.
I can't believe you to goad fast food. That's a nightmare.
That was a problem.
Finish, Brendan.
0.5. It was average to me. It's fine. I'll homer it up. High score.
Jeez, 0.5. Oh my gosh.
Cohesiveness and complexity. Just give me a 0.5 on this. I think it actually gets a quarter point for both. Like it gets a half a point for both. Like it's slightly complex on the nose. It's pretty cohesive throughout. But again, 0.5 total for me.
0.5 for me as well.
It's the best thing that.
It's about as nice as it can be. Yeah.
Right, it's cohesive. It's complex. It's amazing. It's a one. No, I'm just kidding. 0.5 for me.
Oh, jeez.
All right. So going into value, I've got this at a 4 out of 8. Sonone has it slightly higher at a 4.5, and Ben, I'm assuming there's going to be slightly lower, is a 3.5. So we're at middle of the road, right? The composite going into value, we're at a 4 out of 8. We obviously have some value points to give away here in a minute.
Some homers here,
Ben, let's get to guessing. Let's go a little faster on our guesses this week. We're going price, we're going proof, and then just what it is. Let's just do those three. Price, proof, what it is.
Price.
$30. I'll go a little lower. I'll go 26.
$33.50.
Okay. Do you want me to say who's right, or do you want to go on to the next one?
Oh, let's go on to the next one. Let's do all three. Okay.
All right.
Because that, you know, what the price is may impact our thoughts later. Proof. You go first on this one.
My proof's going to give it away.
Okay.
So you got to go first.
Give me a nice solid 100.
I'm gonna go 114.
Whoa. Okay.
Ooh. Very specific. And then bottom. Oh. All right, you go first because we know what it is, and then I'll go.
Old granddad.
If you're guessing 114. All right.
I don't hate that, Ben. I think that's a good way to roll. Give me a
Brendan throws in a bunch of heaven hell bottles.
Evan Williams bottle and bond.
Oh, okay. Well, that's dirt cheap. That's like less than $20.
I'm trying to play. I'm, you know, I didn't want
you're
to go
trying, yeah, trying to hit multiple.
Mm-hmm. Right, what do you guess it is?
For price.
If he hit this again, I swear.
Ben did not. Spoiler alert. Ben sucks.
Okay.
TJ was at $26. Ben was at $33.50. This goes from about $30 to $35. So Ben wins.
Crushed it.
That one. All right. Right. Now at proof.
That was also within five. So I got the point too.
Not about that.
TJ was at 100. Ben was at 114. This is 99 proof. So TJ wins that one. Ben was really high on the proof there.
Yeah.
Which makes you feel like this was a, you know. It really punched above its weight class in a way. So maybe you were a little.
It just means that it's just super young.
I think he just was trying to guess the bottle.
Yeah.
Did you really think this was 115 proof?
No. But I was thinking, like, what's a cheaper, higher proof stuff? Anyway, well, it just drinks hot. That's fine.
Neither of you were correct on this. TJ went Evan Williams bottle and bond, which was like a year or two ago, like everyone's favorite budget bourbon. And then Ben said Old Granddad. This was, although Ben's the closest with this because he got the name Old in the name, which is impressive. Mm-hmm. This is MGP Juice, guys. It is Smooth Ambler's Old Scout, one of the worst
labels.
How
about this? You sent that today into the main chat?
Forrest, tell him.
I was like, oh, he probably screwed this up. But then I saw extra pictures in there, and I was like, oh, he's probably just sending a bunch of pictures of whiskey. But, like, did you actually screw that up today?
No, we fortunately had a side discussion on whether you guys, whether that would put you on the trail. I'm like, there's no
you
way they would
brag
even
often about this bottle.
Yeah, I think it's a really good for $30. Like, I think it's
what a waste.
I think it's really solid.
I'll give it a so on value.
What's the age on this? A year and 3 months?
5 years. I'll give it a 125 on value. You're getting an average bottle for a below average price.
I felt like I was pouring apple juice out of that sample thing. I was like, man, this thing is so light.
Ben, value.
Yeah. What?
Value score?
Value? Oh, man, it's $35. I mean, this is the most average of values I've ever seen. So, one.
And Brendan.
1.25.
Taking you. Whew, gosh, you're a homer.
Homeboy. Home.
To a 5.75. Ben is at a 4.5, and I'm at a 5.25. This
did not make the big board.
Yeah. It's a 5.16 repeating. So 5.17, we'll call it.
I thought this was a lovely summer whiskey, nice and crisp. Good one to have.
It's definitely crisp, I'll tell you that much.
Crispy boy.
Crisp is a pepper.
Yeah, I didn't love this.
Yeah, clearly.
Well,
I was a homer for you last week, okay? Yeah, I tried my best. This week, you weren't doing much for me. You were a crispy boy.
For myself.
Go back and check out Tuesday's episode where we talk about
labels.
We also chat with Jimmy from Gas Bars, one of our favorite spots here in the Tampa Bay area. Follow us on social media, Bourbon on a Budget, everywhere. Please tune in next week, and hopefully Brendan will have a better pick for us.
Fingers crossed.
For myself, TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Koch, cheers.